Hi, this is Agatha Nolan in Nashville, Tennessee. And today's post is entitled Making Memories. All you need is a pen and a camera, was his reply to my protest that I'm not creative. My friend would end our dinners with the admonishment, "Let's go out into the world and make a memory." Finally, I challenged him with my admission that I have never been very creative. I love art, music, and nature hikes, but I can't draw at all, and I can barely play the piano. But he wouldn't let me off the hook that easy. "You write in your journal almost every day about your Bible reading and sermons you hear. You enjoy taking photos with your new camera. You can be creative with your pen and camera." I protested once more, "But I don't have an eye like you do to see when a scene makes a great photo." He said, "Just open your eyes. God will start showing you his beauty if you'll just give him a chance." My friend was right, of course. When I look for God's beauty, I find it, sometimes in the most improbable places. God brings us joy in the beauty of a sunset or a flower, the laughter of a baby, and the look of love from a mother to her newborn. I've started carrying a pen, paper, and my camera almost everywhere, never knowing when God wants me to capture his creation and share it. A few weeks ago, a friend and his young grandson were driving to summer camp and had an interesting conversation. His grandson noticed the hair on his granddad's arm and was fascinated when comparing it to his own bare arm. Granddad talked about how things change as you grow up, including more hair on his arm and less hair on his head. I laughed at his story and said, "Why don't you write that in a journal and take a picture of the hair on your arm and your head? Jimmy will be thrilled 40 years from now to know that your conversation meant enough to you to write about it. He'll laugh all over again and share it with his children." How are you capturing and sharing God's creation and his love? Blessings, my friend. Agatha.